1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, this is Lisa with Corporate HR. I'm looking for Keith.
Yeah, this is Keith.
Oh, hi, Keith. Nice to officially speak with you. I took over for Carrie after the merger.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for talking with me today. I know everyone's trying to get their bearings. I see here you work in the warehouse. How do you like that?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. You know, I've been here for almost 3 years, so yeah, I like it.
That's good. So I was just calling today because the new company that we work for, they're really on the cutting edge of technology when it comes to their products.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so right. They're looking for ways to implement it in the workplace as well.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's good. How do they want to do that?
Well, for example, all the employees here will be required to participate in something we call SOAP.
What was that?
Oh, excuse me. It's a lingo thing. It stands for Skill Optimization Artificial Intelligence Program, SOAP.
Oh, all right. Well, that's kind of a funny acronym. I've never heard that before, so
yeah.
I'm sure the guys are going to kick out of that.
Totally. I mean, I'm sure they will. And in fact, it's why I called today. See, the AI program has been installed on our phone systems already.
Oh, on the company phone?
Yeah, I can start the automation if you're okay with it.
Okay, yeah, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I'm ready to get soaped.
Okay, so just answer a few questions, and after you're done, I'll be right back with you.
Okay, all right.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, Keith. Welcome to SOAP. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
That is good. My name is Samantha. First off, can you tell me what you think your biggest strength is when it comes to your job?
Oh, yeah, my biggest strength, well, I guess it's my work ethic. I'm a pretty strong worker.
I just coordinated the SOAP database to access your time clock files, and your statement regarding hard work appears to be untruthful.
I mean, I do work pretty hard. I would say majority of the time. And I don't take a lot of sick days, either.
In the last 2 years, you've called in sick over 12 times.
I didn't know it was really that many, but everybody calls in sick every now and then, you know, every once in a while, so.
12 times is 300% greater than our company average.
I don't know what to say here. That's just not very accurate.
You don't have to say it. Your records already speak for themselves, and the performance is considered poor at best.
Wait.
Shame. Shame. Shame on you, Keith.
There's got to be some misunderstanding.
For coming in late and abusing sick time privileges, you will need to pay the company back $2,315. Make sure to tell your human resource contact that amount. It has been a pleasure speaking with you.
Whoa. Hey.
Hi, Keith. I'm back on. This is Lisa. How did it go?
Yeah, not great.
What do you mean?
I think there's been a mix-up in my records. The computer was saying that I owed the company money for being late, which that can't be true.
Yeah, I hate to tell you this, Keith, but that computer is the AI, and SOAP program is 99% accurate.
Well, I must be that 1% that it's not right, because this is most certainly, I mean, I've been here for 3 years. I've been a loyal worker.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Siri can go back and, or whatever her name was, go back
Samantha.
And look that over.
Samantha is our AI.
Oh,
she's really been great.
Yeah, you should give her a raise for sure. Anyway, I got to get back to work here. I mean, I'm actually technically on break now.
Yeah, you should definitely get back.
I don't want Samantha to record this. I mean, come on now.
I'm sorry to laugh. You should definitely get back to work. We've been wasting your time. Samantha isn't real.
Say that again.
I'm sorry, Keith. This is actually a prank phone call.
What are you talking about?
This is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm doing a phone tap on you, man.
Oh, my God.
God, you're so stressed out. Your coworker Greg set you up.
Oh, my God. Greg?
Yeah, he said you were all worried about the new company merger and he wanted to mess with
you. Yeah, because you don't know. I mean, with everything going on, it's like, oh, man, then robots are coming in.
I'd watch that sick time, Greg. I don't know how much longer you're going to have a job.
I didn't want to admit to it, but those percentages are pretty right on. I mean, they're pretty accurate, so you're going to give me a heart attack over here.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.